Quiet. I'm Melissa Howell.
A mom who's also an infectious disease scientist says reopen schools. I'm Dick Giuliano.
Her apology was not enough, so a Virginia state senator is facing censure. I'm Michelle Bash.
We're also remembering Larry King, who died today at 87, 3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Worries are on the rise in the U.S. amid news of variants of the COVID-19 virus, as there are now nearly 25 million cases of the illness in this country. Plus, CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus tells us more research is needed about the effectiveness of the vaccines.
What we think is that the vaccines work against some of the variants, but some of the variants, particularly the Brazil and the South African, there's some question if the vaccines are as effective as they are against the regular strain of COVID-19.
Healthcare workers, the ones who deal most closely with the pandemic, don't understand why people aren't being more careful with masks and social distancing. CBS's Mola Lingi.
COVID's toll on healthcare workers profound.
I have constant anxiety.
Lindsay Johnson is a Houston nurse who has worked nonstop with COVID patients. This is what affects her most.
When you see a virus killing people and then you hear people wanting to argue about it, it wrecked me.
And there's more bad news involving COVID-19 after that deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol earlier this month. CBS's Chris Van Cleef explains.
We have learned that at least 38 Capitol police officers and about 150 National Guardsmen have come down with COVID since the January 6th siege on the Capitol that was led by a largely maskless crowd.
A familiar voice for decades is silenced now. Broadcaster Larry King is dead at the age of 87.
The first time Larry King sat in front of a live microphone, he choked. The year was 1957. The place, a small AM station in Miami Beach.
The general manager kicked open the door. He said, "This is a communications business. Communicate."
And for the next six plus decades, he did. On the radio, on CNN, and most recently on the internet. But no matter where his desk was, he was known for his interviews.
What happened with the submarine?
I don't know.
It sunk.
Did you ever say to yourself, "I'm an alcoholic"?
Yes.
That had to be the worst moment of your life, right?
No, it wasn't.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
In Russia, more than 1,600 protesters were arrested during protest to demand the release of a Kremlin critic. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports.
For once, the anti-corruption campaigner Alexei Navalny wasn't leading the protests. He's behind bars. It was his supporters who hit the streets on Saturday, furious about his arrest and what they see as the corrupt and abusive Russian government. Police immediately moved in to shut them down.
The demonstrators took to the streets across the nation in temperatures as low as minus 57 degrees. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Every score change during Super Bowl 55, someone wins $50,000 in the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com.
3:03 on Saturday, January 23rd, 2021. 31 degrees, windy, highs in the 30s, but feels like the teens are 20s. Good afternoon. I'm Sandy Kozel with the top local stories we're following this hour. Coronavirus cases within the U.S. Capitol Police Force and the National Guard have spiked following that deadly attack on the Capitol.
So far, 150 members of the National Guard and 38 Capitol police officers have tested positive since responding to the January 6th riot. Officials also tell CBS News that more than half of the 25,000 troops that were deployed to the district will soon be returning home. Many of them were seen in close quarters inside the Capitol. Some Democrats have also expressed concerns their Republican colleagues didn't wear masks as they sheltered in place during the attack, raising concerns of a super spreader event. More than 120 suspects involved in the attack are now facing federal charges. Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
Three more men have been charged in the deadly riots that took place at the Capitol. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 20-year-old D.C. resident Emmanuel Jackson is charged with assault on a federal officer while armed. Court documents say video footage shows Jackson using a metal baseball bat to repeatedly strike Capitol Police and Metropolitan Police Department officers. 43-year-old Scott Fairlamb from New Jersey is also charged with assault. An officer's body-worn camera is said to show him shoving and punching an officer on the west front of the Capitol. And 51-year-old Jeffrey Sable of Colorado is charged with impeding or interfering with law enforcement. The complaint says Sable was part of a group that grabbed a D.C. police officer from his guard post dragged him down outside stairs and beat him. A Montgomery County mom, who is also an infectious disease scientist, is part of a coalition of parents and students urging that schools reopen.
Scientists look at all the data and they make a consensus.
Immunologist Dr. Marjorie Smelkinson has kids in fourth, third, and first grade and a kindergartner in Montgomery County Public Schools.
I can definitely see that they're not learning as much as they did last year.
Noting the impact of remote learning on her children, she's pleased with Governor Hogan's call for all school systems to offer some in-person learning by March 1st. Dr. Smelkinson says it's safe to do so.
The science shows that transmission in school is low. We are not asking to put anyone's life in danger.
Montgomery County Public Schools says it's deeply worried about reopening schools and will continue to assess the guidance from the state. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
A family in Montgomery County is suing, alleging a pair of county police officers berated and even physically assaulted their son after the boy wandered away from class last year.
The lawsuit targets the schools after a five-year-old child was able to walk away from East Silver Spring Elementary last January. It took Montgomery County Police to find the child less than a mile away. The boy's mother, Shanta Grant, says police then verbally abused and threatened the boy, saying he should be spanked and even putting one handcuff around him.
Why are these officers treating him that way, in a way that no one should be treated?
Montgomery County Councilman Will Juwando.
Certainly not a five-year-old boy.
Both county police and schools declined comment. The family's lawyer tells Bethesda Beat everything alleged was captured from a police body camera.
Why wasn't the situation de-escalated by school staff?
John Dome in WTOP News.
The Virginia Senate has passed legislation that would increase access to abortion services.
Health plans that are offered through Virginia's Health Insurance Exchange are banned from providing abortion coverage, but that ban would be lifted under a bill that's passed through the state Senate. It now heads to the House. Democratic Senator Jennifer McClellan.
Private companies can't even offer coverage through a direct plan or through a rider. This bill just removes that restriction.
She says it would end unnecessary restrictions on reproductive health care options, but opponents say it would be difficult for people who have ethical objections to abortions to find state-run plans that don't cover them. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Traffic and weather next. It's 3:07.
With a SunTrust checking account, stay on top of your money with all the right ingredients. Get free helpings to online resources and tools to help make your money grow. Manage your spending by receiving alerts. And help yourself to seconds on your money with cash back with SunTrust deals. Open an account today at SunTrust.com/checking. Must have online banking to participate in SunTrust deals. SunTrust, now Truist, member FDIC.
The Virginia Lottery has a makeover in store for you. In stores, one only Ty Penning.